I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A cloudy sky today with rain developing in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures falling from the mid-50s into the mid-40s by later today as well. Showers likely overnight, low 36, and then some of that rain may mix with some snow tomorrow with a high around 39. Rural hospitals may find themselves in a bind under the tax changes passed this week in Congress. The federal penalty for not having health insurance is going away. Maggie Elwani is with the National Rural Health Association and says that could lead to fewer patients purchasing insurance and more uncompensated care at hospitals. Plus, if the tax cuts grow the national debt, Elwani says it could trigger automatic cuts to Medicare. And rural hospitals are more reliant on that federal program than their urban counterparts.
There's sort of this dual threat that Congress will cut other important health care programs in order to pay for these tax cuts. That would be devastating across rural America.
Though the health care mandate has been repealed, states still have the ability to expand their Medicaid programs for low-income Americans. Illinois' new school funding plan includes a controversial $100 million tax credit program that provides private school scholarships. As Dusty Rhodes explains, a date to reserve those credits is fast approaching.
If you don't have an alarm set for January 2nd at 8 a.m., well, you're obviously not one of the people planning to donate up to $1.3 million to the private school of your choice.
You know, a lot of people who are definitely getting ready for by the 2nd, to be able to be in line for the tax credit.
Miles Mendoza is director of Empower Illinois. That's one of five state-approved scholarship granting organizations through which donors have to channel their money in order to receive the tax benefit. In other states with similar plans, these tax credits get snapped up within hours. Not everyone will be celebrating. Dan Montgomery, president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers, says the plan is part of a Republican-led effort to destabilize public education. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Illinois officials say food stamp benefits will be restored by this week for tens of thousands of households that lost them because of problems with a state computer system. The Chicago Tribune reports that officials with Illinois' Department of Human Services announced yesterday the benefits should be restored by the end of today. Illinois began rolling out a new computer system back in 2013 to administer entitlement benefits, including food stamps. The second phase of that process began in late October. In November, more than 40,000 households lost their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, more commonly known as SNAP or food stamps. Some of those benefits have since been restored, but more than 30,000 of those households had remained without food stamp benefits. We're going to see rain developing today with falling temperatures from the mid-50s into the mid-40s. I'm Jennifer Fuller.